You took, I think everybody DNK looks like looking at all the results. Wow, and good results. I mean, this there wasn't a bad result out of anybody. Girls and boys, they really came out and performed well, didn't they?
Yeah, really happy with the way they performed. You know, first time at that indoor, you never know what's going to happen. And the kids really, really performed well in that building.
You've got a lot of young kids, sorry, you know, both girls and boys. A lot of freshmen got their feet wet for the first time at a varsity meet, didn't they?
Yeah, that was a good experience for them. Getting in there, and you know, freshman girls did a really good job. We had a few girls that place as freshmen, and a couple others that were really close. And freshman boys, they you know went in and contributed and put up some numbers that hopefully we can improve on the rest of the year.
I know some results on the girls' side stood out. I see Riley Bond, the triple jump, you know, going over 31 feet that first meet. She can really improve, and she's been doing this a couple of years. You're looking for high hopes from her, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, she has really good form, and being able to go over 31 that first meet, and girls' triple jump was the last event that got over. You know, it was even after the 4x4 that got over. So having to be in there that long and then jump, she did a really good job.
You know, you got some other freshmen, Desi Farner and the two, Ruby McEwen, a couple of sprinters, young sprinters, who you're hoping for big things from them as well, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I think they can develop over the season and hopefully score a few points for us here and there in the sprints and be active in the relays. And they might even join some of the jumps here later in the year. They really don't have any experience jumping, but kind of been working on it so far this year. And I think they could probably contribute it in a jump or two as well.
On the boys' side, boy, you had some good results. Will Casey off to a great start. You ran him in three events, and he did well, 60 to 200, and then the open quarter. That nice, good start for that young man, wasn't it?
Yeah, he came out and he ran hard, man. He really competed well, and you know him and Grayson were in the same events, and they competed against each other, and they put up some pretty good times. So really pleased with the way Will and Grayson came out and in those sprints, and you know Grayson really battled in that 400 to get second. Pass the guy on the last curve to get second, and you know, that was great to see as a finish. And then, you know, in the sprint hurdles, Trent Roskopf really came out and really set the tone in those sprint hurdles and got second. And that was really nice to see him do well coming off injury last year.
I'm sure for a lot of these kids, you said it was your first time at UNK and first time indoors and on a service like that. I'm sure it's a lot different from outdoor track, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, a couple days, you know, we talked about how many laps you had to do, and, you know, it's a 160 track, and talking about the 4x4 relay and how confusing that was, and where you'd start and where you'd finish. So we had a lot of discussions about that the days leading up, and I don't know if they helped or not of the discussions, and, you know, kids came out and really performed, you know, even better than what I thought they would.
Well, on the boys' side with those sprinters, I mean, you got to think, hey, we could put together a pretty good 4x1 and probably have a couple of guys in a good 4x4 as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think we can be pretty competitive in those relays. So we'll see what happens at these meets in the next coming weeks. But, yeah, I think. You know, even statewide, we could be competitive in those relays. So that's probably the goal toward the end of the year.
And in your field events, in the jumps and the throws and then the vault, you had some kids perform there as well.
Yeah, you know, Brandon Rascone is the first time he's ever vaulted, first time he's ever been out for track, and went over 9 foot. So that was real nice. Peyton Seach, she, I think, went 7'6" or 8' in pole vault, and that was a good start for her. And Hayden Seach went 18.8, which is a PR for him in the long jump. And Carl Nordine went over 36 feet in the triple jump. So, yeah, you know, all around, you know, setting some marks that I think we can improve upon. And if we keep improving, we'll be able to score some points in some meets.
Wilcox Hildreth, this coming Thursday, I think, Coach, if I'm not mistaken. Looking forward to that one and a good meet, and you get outdoors for the first time.
Yeah, hopefully. I haven't looked at the weather forecast for this week. I think it might just be the 60s. Hopefully it's in the 60s, but, you know, first time outdoors and, you know, big track, and hopefully we can open it up and get some good times and good marks.
But no question, after this first meet, got the kids excited, got the coaches excited for what the rest of the spring could be like.
Exactly. Just looking forward to improving and kids working hard and competing in practice and every meet.